Me at the Eagle this morning is Richard Williams and Ronnie Platt of Kansas, and we're going to be seeing them before long here in a couple weeks, in fact, November 11th at Ruth Eckerd Hall. Guys, welcome to the Eagle, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about seeing you. I was talking with Rick Wakeman a couple weeks back, and I wanted to ask you this question. Do you feel there's been a resurgence of the interest in progressive slash orchestral rock recently?
There seems to have been, definitely. We've just, over the last 5 years or so, it's been kind of a slow, things are speeding up, getting better all the time.
I agree.
A lot more interest in it than there was. I mean, 10, 15 years ago, there was no interest at all.
And now it's kind of blossomed yet again from the likes of, well, certainly you guys and you know, Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer, all of that has kind of resurfaced a bit. So it's been 16 years since we've had an album from the band, and I want to talk about that before we go into the 40th anniversary of Left Overture. Tell us a little bit about the Prelude Implicit. What do you have here, and how long did it take, and tell us more about it.
It didn't take that long. We were a few months in the studio. And a few months before that, in working on material, it came together pretty quickly. We'd set time aside. It was time. It's been 16 years since the last record, and that's a lot of pent-up frustration for multiple reasons why we just didn't get to the studio. If you don't have a team in place that wants to record, and you don't have an atmosphere out there that wants to either hear it or will buy it, kind of, what's the point? So we just spent 16 years touring.
Now, would you
with the new lineup, it was like, guys, this is a creative unit here. Let's make a record.
Sure, sure. Now, would you say it's a concept album?
I don't think so. Not. I mean, people have asked that question, and I haven't. It wasn't intended to be that way. The title, The Prelude Implicit. You know, a prelude is the beginning of something musical. Implicit isn't absolutely. And it is a concept in that this is a new beginning for us. But I think it really speaks for more of us, and not just this album, but that's kind of the new motto of this band. We are back, and we are going to make more records. This isn't the last lap. A bunch of old men that, you know, just want to try it one more time. We're very rejuvenated and loving what we're doing and feeling very creative. We're already scheduled for another album in 2018.
Now, when you guys were working with, 40 years back for Left Overture, did you know at the time that you really had something special on your hands then, or was it just like, well, you know, this is pretty good, we think, but we'll see where it goes? Or did you kind of know, like, hey, this is going to be something for us?
In listening to the material while we were working on it, like, wow, we got some great stuff here, but then it's hard to be that objective. Then you get to the studio and you start assembling it. As we get closer to it being completed and starting to mix it, there was a overall feeling by everyone in the studio, in the band, with the record company, that this is something different here. This could be a game changer. By the time it was finished, we didn't know what it was going to do, but we knew that we had finally done a great record.
Tell us a little bit about what we're going to be seeing and hearing on the night of the 11th of November when you hit Ruth Eckerd Hall, which, by the way, Ruth Eckerd Hall, I think, is the premier venue in all of the Tampa Bay area.
Played there a couple times. It's awesome.
Well, I think everyone's going to be in store for seeing the whole Library of Kansas, but a lot off the new album, The Prelude Implicit, and of course Left Overture, in sequence from beginning to end is just something to see in itself. But quite the show too. Our first two shows went 2.5 hours long, so along with that and some great production, it's a great show.
So essentially, we're going to hear opening groove to closing groove of Left Overture.
Absolutely.
Cool, man. Looking forward to that, no doubt. I want to put you guys on the spot. One of you can maybe bring up a story for me. Give me a good Don Kirshner story.
Oh, boy. Well, the first thing that comes to mind was, you know, the image that you saw of Don was pretty accurate. Very well dressed. Very much a businessman. Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't like some musical cat that you'd be hanging around with. You know, they called him the man with the golden hair, but he was very much a businessman. Kind of stiff, but a very, very nice guy. And he was our benefactor. Without Don Kirshner, we wouldn't have ever gotten off the ground. But we were in a meeting one day, and kind of whispers over the side, he goes, I've seen that Saturday Night Live skit, you know, where that guy, Schaefer guy, is imitating me.
Mm.
Do I really come off like that? Is that and what do you say to him? You know, because yes, he did. He does you perfectly. But I said, oh no, Don, no, you know, it's a over dramatization of you, you know, and it's all in good fun, but. He was concerned about it. He was, you know, it was a very human vanity side of him that you wouldn't expect to see.
Cool. Well, I remember cutting my teeth certainly on Don Kirshner's rock concert in Kansas comes to mind with a lot of other bands, but I mean it was one of those formative shows that you remember.
Well, it was the first of its kind where it was a live band filmed. I can remember when we did the first one. We didn't even have road cases for gear yet. So I remember flying. I rented a Marshall cabinet, played through for the thing. But I flew my Marshall head. I didn't. It was. All it had was a baggage claim thing on the handle, and sitting at the LAX airport, watched it tumble down. You know, this vintage red worth a fortune Marshall head.
Ouch.
Yeah, we were so green. We hadn't really started yet, and all of a sudden we're playing live with cameras in your face. That never happened to us in Topeka, so we were terrified. And what got us through that was just fear. We're playing a lot of very difficult music, scared to death, knowing that you got one shot at this, and then it's going to be filmed for all time. So. Don't blow it. So what you see up there is a bunch of kids scared to death, but it really came off with a lot of energy.
Indeed, it did.
And that was the great thing about the Kirshner show was it was real. It was live performance.
All right, well, fellas, we're looking forward to this, man. It's November 11th, Ruth Eckert Hall, Kansas, 40th anniversary of Left Overture, and obviously a whole lot of Prelude to Implicit, the new album, and we'll be looking forward to it, guys. Safe travels, and talk at you down the road.
Okay, we'll see you there.
Thank you much.